And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 30th of March, 2014, the birthday of Vincent van Gogh, born in Zundert, Holland, in 1853. His brother Theo gave van Gogh a small monthly stipend, and in return van Gogh gave his brother every canvas that he painted. Van Gogh wrote to his brother how much sadness there is in life. The right thing is to work. He moved to a little town north of Paris and painted feverishly until insanity overtook him, and he committed suicide at the age of 37. It's the birthday of Anna Sewell, born in Yarmouth, England, 1820, author of Black Beauty, the autobiography of a horse, narrated by the horse himself. It was on this day, 1867, the United States agreed to purchase Alaska from Russia for $7.2 million. It had belonged to Russia for about 125 years. People thought it was a ridiculous waste to spend so much money for frozen tundra. But then gold was discovered in the 1890s. The Klondike gold rush followed. Tens of thousands of people headed north to try to strike it rich. Alaska became a territory in 1912, then became the 49th state. In 1968, oil was discovered in the far north of Alaska. The Prudhoe Bay pipeline was built, started to pump oil in 1977, and now that area near Prudhoe Bay is the largest oil field in the United States. It's the birthday of the novelist John Hassler, born Minneapolis, 1933, author of novels about people in small towns in the upper Midwest. His first novel, Staggerford, came out when Hassler was 42. His first big success was The Love Hunter in 1981, about two friends who teach at a small college, one of whom is dying of MS, and when they go on a hunting trip together, the healthy man decides to kill the dying man to end his pain, and also so that he can marry the dying man's wife, whom he's secretly in love with. John Hassler said, "I want my books to be accessible. I want people to just step into them and not have any barrier between them and the story, which means the prose shouldn't even be noticeable. But it takes a lot of work to make it not noticeable, I find." Here's a poem for today by Ruth Stone entitled Train Ride. All things come to an end. Small calves in Arkansas, the bend of the muddy river. Do all things come to an end? No, they go on forever. They go on forever. The swamp, the vine-choked cypress, the oaks rattling last year's leaves, the thump of the rails, the kite, the still white stilted heron, all things come to an end, the red clay bank, the spread hawk, the bodies riding this train, the stalled truck, pale sunlight, the talk goes on forever. The wide, dry field of geese, a man stopped near his porch to watch. Release, release, between cold death and a fever, send what you will, I will listen. All things come to an end. No, they go on forever. Train Ride by Ruth Stone, from her collection In the Next Galaxy, published by Copper Canyon Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. You can browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles and engineered by Noah Smith, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.